He's one of the more lovable guys on TV, I think. You know, the weatherman, Al Roker. He even wrote a book about his battle with losing weight. At one point, Al was quoted as saying that he weighed in at 340 pounds at 5'8". Notice I said weighed in. That was past tense. After carrying around all those pounds for a while, one day he suddenly goes out to a gym, asks them to put him on a diet and an exercise program that would radically reduce his size. He lost 140 pounds. And what was it suddenly that got him wanting to do something about weight that he'd carried around a long time? His young daughter. Yeah, she came up to him one day when he had his shirt off, and she made the kind of blunt, off-the-cuff observation about how he looked that only a child can make in all innocence and get away with it. Well, that was it. Hello, gymnasium. Goodbye, fat. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about my child, my mirror, when a parent looks up. Our word for today from the Word of God takes us way back to nearly the beginning of the human race to a man named Enoch. Now, God has some especially complimentary things to say about Enoch. In Genesis 5, verses 21 to 24, he reveals a change that took place in the man's life that could change the course of your life, too. The Bible says when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. Then it says, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God. Did you notice the math here? I mean, not just the longer life they enjoyed back then. Enoch lived the first 65 years of his life with no mention of a relationship with God. Then suddenly, he starts walking with God and continues to have this intimate relationship with his Creator through the rest of his life. What was the catalyst that changed Enoch? The same thing that changed an overweight TV personality, his child. It says after he became a father is when Enoch walked with God. You know, there's something about having a child that makes you start thinking about yourself in ways you've never thought of yourself before. They're mirrors to us. As a dad or a mom trying to shape this life that we've been entrusted with, we begin to see things we might never have seen fully before, like our own incompleteness, our inadequacies, our weaknesses, that can now do serious damage to this vulnerable life in our hands. And suddenly we consider looking up as we may never have done before and saying, help! Well, the good news is that God stands ready to answer our cry for help, big time. In fact, he may have been waiting a long time for you to finally recognize that you're incomplete. You're inadequate, and you've always been in need of what only he can do for you, a savior. Same with me. Ultimately, our children show us the real weight we've been carrying all these years. They help us see the weight of our own self-centeredness, our unresolved issues, our dark side, our sin. We can never walk with a perfect God as long as we're carrying all of this. And being a mom or dad shows up like nothing else, how deep our need is for this personal relationship we were made for and how much we need a rescue. In spite of our sin, God loves us. He wants to walk with you the rest of your life. But that walk can only begin one place, at a cross, where God's one and only Son died to pay the death penalty for you and what you and I deserve. We did the sinning. Jesus did the dying. The Bible says you were far away, but you've been brought near through the blood of Christ. And your walk with God begins when you say, Jesus, I'm putting all my trust in you to be my Savior from my sin. If you've never done that, would you let this be the day you say, Jesus, I'm yours? I want to help you begin that relationship, and that's why our website is there. Would you check it out? It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. If you're a mom or dad, there are feet now following you wherever you walk for their sake, for your sake. Be sure you're walking with God.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.